Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick, and I'm here to help you become a much more effective and efficient communicator. That's the point of the podcast. This is episode 385, and we are here to talk about the power of advocacy. Simply put, what advocacy is getting people on our side. In having people on our side, their word ends up carrying a lot more weight than ours. And that's what we're going to talk about. It may catch you a little bit by surprise. We're talking about advocacy, what people say about us, trying to get people to spread word of mouth in support of us. I did a new LinkedIn newsletter article. It was issue number 11 several months ago. It was called Dare to Ask the Ultimate Question. In marketing, and I'm a marketer, been near and dear to my heart. I love marketing and been in it for 30 years. I love this ultimate question, which is on a scale from 1 to 10, how likely are you to refer us to a friend or colleague? In marketing, we call this the ultimate question. This ultimate question matters greatly for brands, for companies, because it's a measure of advocacy. If a person gives you a 9 out of 10, statistically speaking, there's a high probability that those people will be speaking well of you in the world. And if they score less than 7 or 6 or 5, like down there in the middle, the pack or below, those are early indications that you've got people talking smack about you, saying bad things about you, and you don't want that. But you don't know that it's happening if you don't ask for people's opinion. And this is very straight up by asking the ultimate question, a scale from 1 to 10, how likely are you to refer us to a friend or family? And I want to share a funny story because this happened to me recently. I was leasing a vehicle and I was at the dealership and I was at a Ford dealership and I was leasing a truck. So you can learn something about me. I love trucks. I've got a Ford F-150 and I was leasing a Ford F-150 at this dealership and there was nobody there. Nobody there. It was just really slow day. And for whatever reason, and I still don't understand why, it took me 4.5 hours to get out of there. And there was nobody there. Well, at the end of this whole process, and this had happened to me before in the past at a different dealership, so I was very, very much lowering my expectation about how long it would take. But 4.5 hours? What? I mean, I was there forever. And I wasn't getting mad because I lowered my expectations, but I didn't lower them that much. And at the end of this whole ordeal, and I'll call it an ordeal, the only, you know, positive point was the truck that I leased was a great truck. So the person's like, all right, you're going to get a survey from us and please give us 5s. Well, the survey they got was the ultimate question. So instead of on a scale from 1 to 10, it was on a scale from 1 to 5. Well, when I got back, I mean, he was really insisting to give us 5s. And I wasn't trying to be mean, but it wasn't a 5. It was a 3 at best, probably a 2 in terms of overall experience. I'm not on a scale from 1 to 5 highly likely to refer a friend or family to have that same experience. I mean, why would I? It was poorly done. And then I didn't know this, but when that test of advocacy was done by that dealership, when you got 3s, it set out alarms throughout the whole organization. I suspect that Ford Motor Company changed how many, you know, they penalized the dealership for getting low scores. There are probably penalties for that. But I got more phone calls than I want to admit to get me to give them 5s. And I'm not going to get into how I resolved that situation. But at one point, I was driving with my wife, Julie, and I'm like, it sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. Like, why do you, I mean, I don't know. And this is you guys were 2 or 3 out of 5. But there was, you know, an issue there. And what I want to talk about on this podcast is not an issue at the dealership, but the power of advocacy, getting people on your side. But I'm going to do this in a different way. And I'm going to do it through a first mover advantage of you doing this for somebody else, where you can be their advocate. And there's something in the sphere of influence called reciprocity, where when you give a person something that's unsolicited, that's valuable, even if it's small, there tends to be spontaneously, they reciprocate. Now, you don't do this as a quid pro quo, but oftentimes you get a response that's favorable back. And I've seen this in my own career, and I'm going to walk you through how to take the first mover advantage in this regard. What I mean by that is that you become their advocate and you spread good words about them that are warranted, deserving, that are proactive and unsolicited. What do I mean? I'm just going to go through a list of things that you could potentially do in your role as first mover, in your role as first mover advantage or first mover. Public praise. You know, go on LinkedIn and create a post, make a comment to somebody's LinkedIn post or whatever, where you give a person genuine, authentic, tangible public praise for something that they've done, which is noteworthy. You're not blowing smoke. You're not saying things. You're not getting paid to do it. You're just doing it because you recognize. And I have a colleague of mine that does this on LinkedIn, and he does it in a very proactive, consistent way. He praises people publicly. Another area you can do this where you're getting first mover advantages, making a strategic introduction. You know a person, and you know another person, you connect them. You two people should know each other. I have a friend in my network that does this to me, and he makes great connections. He connects me to people that I would otherwise not have met by saying something nice about me and something about the person, and it connects us together. So I would recommend doing that. You know, I don't do this enough, but do that. Make a strategic introduction for another person. Requires some thought. Talked about in their last podcast, some time alone, make a strategic introduction. Share them with your network. You know, share this, like, I had a great experience. Maybe it's in writing, maybe it's just verbally, like, I had a great experience. I went and I bought this product, or I worked with this company and they did a really great job of solving my problem, or resolving it quickly, or giving me a good recommendation. So share it publicly. Celebrate people is another way of doing it proactively. So if a person's had an anniversary or a milestone, they got promoted, you know, go on there and celebrate that. Maybe you can acknowledge them in some type of a way that gives them, like, you, they would know clearly that you're on my side. When people change jobs, this is a great time to do that. I think finally, just like stay connected with them, you know, stay connected and make sure that you don't lose track of people, and that they know that you're an advocate, you're on their side, but you're not waiting. You're not passively sitting by, and not thinking about it. You got to be proactive, not reactive. And you have to have the mindset of this matters. Advocacy matters. Everybody wants somebody on their side. Very few people proactively take the first move. Yet everybody wants to have all these advocates. So how do you break a tie? You got to be first. Now, this requires being very deliberate. It requires being very unselfish, be very thoughtful, but consistent in doing this. And what I suspect you'll get in return is some degree of reciprocity, where you can start to see your advocates emerge. You can start identifying them in your network. You can start engaging them in your network, activating them, you know, so that when you've done things that are good for them, unsolicited, positive, supportive, that when the time comes, the power of this advocacy is they're going to come to your rescue. They're going to come to your support. They're going to come to your aid, whether it's you personally, maybe it's your company, maybe it's your product. And, you know, what can we do to help each other? And I think the way to break this and really unleash the power of advocacy is how we talk about people, how we think about them. Yes. How do we talk about them? How do we support them, promote them, endorse them, encourage them, connect them? We're helping them by being their advocate. And you will find, because reciprocity is a thing, that over time, if you're doing valuable things to the world and you're bringing goodness into the world, that those people will return the favor. And, you know, I've seen this happen many, many times in my career where people just take care of each other. They take care of each other. They support each other. They advocate for each other. And that's what the power of advocacy is all about, is having people on your side by being on their side. It's not a one-sided affair. This is people advocating for each other, supporting each other. And it carries weight, it carries a lot of weight. I've had people do this to me. I've done this to other people. And, you know, they need you to step up for them. They need you to help, not just when they're looking for a job. Yeah, it might be when they're looking for a job, but it might be, you know, writing a referral or letter of recommendation. It might be reaching out and giving them some encouraging words. It might be providing an unexpected introduction of somebody who really matters that they would love to meet, praising their work, celebrating an achievement they've had, but staying ahead of it, not waiting and sitting on the sidelines. And this is powerful for people. And in marketing, we call this word of mouth. And word of mouth is always has been, always will be the most powerful force. And it's not a force by accident. I want you to think about this. It's powerful because it could be harnessed for the greater good by us taking the first move and doing it for somebody else. Just saying.